Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has filed a federal lawsuit against GuideStar over its false, defamatory, and frankly dangerous so-called hate group label. We're going to be talking about it and the consequences of this kind of false labeling on faith and freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, this certainly is something that has originated with the Southern Poverty Law Center, an organization that at one time was against these people who were trying to harm people of color. But then when that ultimately moved on to another era, they jumped into the so-called LGBT agenda because that apparently is where they see the money. And this organization began to falsely label pro-family organizations like Family Research Council, American Family Association, Liberty Counsel, and others. Even, by the way, Dr. Ben Carson, they temporarily labeled him until they got so much pushback during the 2016 election cycle as a hater or part of a hate group or supporting hate groups. This organization has created these labels. These labels are frankly dangerous because people have acted on these labels, particularly one trying to commit mass murder against Family Research Council. And these are false, defamatory, and dangerous. But unfortunately, GuideStar has now partnered with, if you will, relied upon, and endorsed these labels from the SPLC. And that's why we filed a federal lawsuit against GuideStar.
Regrettably and astoundingly, GuideStar actually in their own materials claim to be a neutral outlet and information source for nonprofit organizations. Well, there's nothing neutral about this. When you're partnering with the Southern Poverty Law Center, this is an organization that even the FBI had to step back from its involvement with because they're so radical. And the FBI has indeed in their own investigations acknowledged that they were the nexus, the genesis of this Floyd Corkins who shot up the Family Research Council and intended to commit mass murder. Well, he was inspired by the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is an extremist cultural Marxist organization. It is anti-Christian in nature. And these attacks on Orthodox Christianity and tens of millions, hundreds of, of millions of Americans who embrace Orthodox Christianity, these attacks on these mainstream groups like Liberty Counsel, like the Family Research Council, are from the Southern Poverty Law Center and GuideStar, are attacks on all Christians across the world.
Yeah, because, the ultimate goal, and this is actually from the Southern Poverty Law Center itself, from Mark Potok, is to completely destroy these groups. They're not wanting to just engage in a debate over the LGBT issue. They're wanting to put a label on. That label has connotations of violence or supporters of violence. And their ultimate intent is to destroy. Now, GuideStar, which takes the IRS information and puts it on the website that these organizations file, all that's fine. They've jumped into the culture wars with their CEO, Jacob Harold, who joined in 2012. He considers himself a social change strategist. He is a pro-NARAL, pro-choice supporter, co-hosted an event in 2014 regarding pro-abortion. He's blogged for the Huffington Post. He's donated to the Obama campaign in 2011. He has ultimately been very pro-abortion, very pro-LGBT, very climate change activist, working with Greenpeace USA, Citizen Works, Rainforest Action Network, and so forth. He can have his political agenda, but what he did was he's taken that and use GuideStar to promote it, labeling 46 organizations as hate groups, temporarily removing the label, but saying, however, they will continue to provide the information, looking for other ways to, in fact, provide this information. So they've never retracted it. And this is very dangerous. So we filed a lawsuit against them for other kinds of harm that they're doing And they're intentionally trying to harm these organizations.
That's what I was going to ask. What are the causes of actions we've laid out?
Well, there's several. There's the Lanham Act, which is a federal law. There's also state defamation law. And there's also interference with business opportunities, because their intent is to destroy. Their intent is to harm financially these organizations. And it's the same intent as the SPLC, to destroy these organizations. And as a result of this false labeling, we have also sent demand letters to others that want to blacklist these organizations, including Liberty Counsel, through the internet, where you search for, say, Liberty Counsel, Norton's, the so-called security software that many people have on their websites to protect against viruses, etc. One of our supporters got one of our Liberty alerts with the press release regarding the lawsuit filed against GuideStar, and when he clicked on it, it came with a warning from Norton's software that this group was labeled as a hate group.
Wow.
Now, where does that come from? It comes from GuideStar. It comes from the SPLC. You know, we're not going to stand back and allow these kinds of things to happen, because the ultimate intent is to, I think, criminalize Christian values and Judeo-Christian perspective on human sexuality and the whole LGBT agenda.
You know, it's like when you're in grade school and there's always a bully there calling people names and beating up people. It's the same kind of thing, the SPLC, but they have millions of dollars backing them to promote their agenda, their anti-family agenda. And it's affecting these organizations who are pro-family to do good things and trying to persuade their donors that they're hate groups. It's just, you know, it's unbelievably wrong what they're doing.
It really is. I mean, it literally is slapping a label on someone. The label has connotations of violence or someone who promotes violence, which we certainly abhor violence. We don't support violence at all.
But it's causing violence, as you see with these two different shootings.
Yeah, because Floyd Corkins relied upon the SPLC's false labeling of the Family Research Council, tried to commit mass murder against them. And then the other person, the shooter in Washington, D.C.
that shot Congressman Scalise, yeah.
Yeah, who still is going through a lot of difficulty with this consequences of the attempted mass murder
there. He's back in ICU.
And so you have the person, Hodgkinson, liked the SPLC's Facebook, and the SPLC wrote an article trying to suggest that Scalise, Representative Scalise, was a hate group supporter, connected to hate groups, and that he was a white supremacist. Now, I don't know whether Hodgkinson read that. However, we know he followed the SPLC on Facebook. He liked him. So here we have two different attempted mass murders, and yet SPLC won't back down at all. And then GuideStar relies upon this. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely unbelievable.
And you'll remember, Matt, I warned in two or three different articles of a year or two before the Floyd Corkins shooting, and now this subsequent SPLC-related shooting, I warned that this dangerous, reckless rhetoric, disingenuous to boot, they know there's no hate. In fact, I spoke at length when we had one of the Awakening conferences with a young woman who worked at the Southern Poverty Law Center on the LGBT issues, and I got her to acknowledge to me that they don't really believe that we hate anybody. They don't see it as hate, but that they, for political purposes, that's the label that they use, because they believe that regardless of whether or not we have hate in our heart, she said, the fact that we take these positions is inherently hateful.
Yeah, and GuideStar says that they are providing fact. So it's not just their opinion. And that word comes from their CEO, Jacob Herold, and that they are providing data. Data is fact. So they are presenting this as facts, that these organizations, including Liberty Counsel, are hate groups. Now, beyond the financial harm that they're trying to inflict, there's also physical and property harm. You know, at Liberty Counsel, we have security cameras.
Right.
And we monitor 24/7. We have security personnel that sometimes accompany us when we go into certain locations to protect us from bodily harm. You know, we have people who are licensed to carry concealed weapons, as I am, as Anita is. You know, we take our personal security seriously. Why? Because you have crackpots out there that act on these false labels that want to do harm to someone, having this conception in their mind that we and other groups that are pro-family, rather than just having a civil discourse on the issues, They want to ultimately take matters in their own hands and commit bodily harm. This is not a game, folks. So pray for Liberty Counsel and these other pro-family groups. Pray for our lawsuit against GuideStar and our efforts to push back against these dangerous, false, defamatory labels. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for us and financially support Liberty Counsel as we advance these freedoms.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.